Hi, my name is Leanne Dehan, and welcome to Security Podcast, Women in Security Edition. We're sitting down with women from all aspects of security to talk about their careers and journeys in the field and other topics like leadership, security posture, mentorship, and much more. Today, I'm here with Jenny Urban, an aviation attorney who's currently working as a consultant. Welcome to the show, Jenny.
Thank you so much for having me.
So to start off, could you please tell me a little bit about your journey as an attorney and what led you to your positions in aviation security?
Yes. So I went to law school at the University of Mississippi, which has an LLM in air and space law. It's actually the only LLM in air and space law in the country. So really started and knew I wanted to be in the niche of aviation law. Got a lot of really wonderful background in all areas of law, but decided that regulatory and security, as well as crisis management, was really the area that I wanted to go into. So I started off in private practice, working with airlines, airports, manufacturers, and lots of different regulators, such as the FAA, TSA, DOT, DHS, as well as international regulators and industry groups. So that was fascinating. I loved a lot of the projects I worked on, really on the legal side of things. So representing the companies within a private, practice field. So then I moved around and moved into working within airport security and really also enjoyed that. That was a lot different because it was not always as legal based.
Jenny says her previous legal experience was key in her positions in aviation relations and compliance. Having that legal knowledge allowed her to negotiate for mutually beneficial solutions and also played a huge role in helping her interpret complicated airport security plans.
So that's kind of how I moved into airports, really getting to learn to love all the security concerns within the airports, because airports are the first start in the journey of aviation. And so that's really where security begins for anyone's journey. And then it led me also into crisis management, which I absolutely love. I don't know many people that say they like crisis management. I never want crises to occur. However, I do enjoy managing them, having the calmness to be able to be level-headed, make decisions quickly, but make sure they are informed. So that's pretty much my journey as of right now. And just really love always getting, diving in headfirst into any new issues or regulatory matters. It's never boring in aviation.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. And, a lot of people go to the airports and don't even think about the whole security process. It's more like people are always like, yeah, okay, I just want to get through this quickly. But, there's a lot that goes into it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is.
So what would you say are some of the biggest challenges in aviation security?
Yes. So there's quite a few. I'll start out with a couple of the main ones. And one that I see being a large aspect, especially as technology continues to evolve, is cybersecurity. As we've seen, there's hackings going on. There's so many cybersecurity concerns, and ensuring that every person or partner that works within the airport has strict cybersecurity policies and standards. It's hard when you have so many different people working in aviation. So that can be the companies that do baggage handling. It can be cargo companies. It can be airport security companies. Any contractors that are working there, if everyone doesn't have strict cybersecurity standards, it can lead to huge issues. So that's one of the big ones I see as a huge risk and needing to continue to be able to keep up with the advancements in cybersecurity. Another one that I think I wouldn't have necessarily said if we were back in 2019, it's always been an issue, but I've seen a lot lately, is unruly passengers.
According to an August press release, the Federal Aviation Administration has received almost 3,900 reports of unruly passenger behavior in just 2021 alone. Over 70% of these reports were related to the federal mask mandate.
And they, in the last few days, came out, the FAA, and they were urging airport managers and airport law enforcement to unrest unruly passengers so that unruly passengers not only face a fine, but also the threat of criminal charges, because some of these unruly passengers would be charged with or would be accused of assaulting the flight crew and then would land and get interviewed, but wouldn't necessarily be arrested on criminal charges. They might get a fine or banned from flying that airline again, but really making sure that they are facing criminal charges for their actions. And I think that, you know, 2020 and 2021 has not been an easy year. And it's just really finding ways to ensure that we can stop these unruly passengers, not allowing people that maybe aren't in their right mindset or maybe too intoxicated to fly is a big one that I know the airports are really looking into how they can stop unruly passengers so that they don't even board the flights. And another aspect of security in aviation is unmanned aircraft. So, you know, drones, and you might think, well, drones are part of aviation. They absolutely are. And they can be extremely helpful within the aviation industry. However, they also cause a lot of issues. There's a lot of drone enthusiasts, but the drone enthusiasts might not know where they can properly fly their aircraft. And there's been many cases of drones flying near airports, which can cause, you know, a lot of damage. It can cause a plane to possibly go down if it gets sucked into an engine. It can cause a lot of other issues. So I know a lot of airports are looking into drone detection services so that they can mitigate those risks as well.
Yeah. And don't you need a permit to fly a drone?
It depends which, if you're operating as a hobbyist or commercial, but a lot of things people don't realize is that it can fall under commercial purposes, such as if you're getting married and you have a friend that's doing using a drone to take pictures of your wedding and selling them to you. That's a commercial purpose. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. They may not look at the Before You Fly app, which is put out by the FAA. Ensuring that they are in a good area to fly, where they're not flying overhead of people, where they're not flying near airports. They're not flying too high, which could also cause other aviation issues. So there's definitely a lot of issues there.
So is there a certain process you go through when assessing security risks in aviation? And what are some examples of common risks you see?
Yes. So I think it really just depends on which area you're working in. I know that TSA, they use a lot of different technology to assess the risks, as well as obviously screening and those sorts. But you also, while you want to be able to utilize technology to understand the risks, such as, you know, insider threats, what technology can be used to assess those risks, and how are background checks being kept up for new hires, if a current employee has had issues or criminal charges filed against them, are those being properly reported? And that would be anyone that works at an airport or with the airline and those sorts, but also using, you know, human behavioral detection methods. So, you know, if you see someone that's acting unruly or acting upset or something might not be right, making sure that people are also trained in those to assess properly. You know, flying can be scary for a lot of people. It's a new setting. It's a stressful setting. And just ensuring that you're using technology and human detection services to be able to assess all risks in that regard.
So what are some ways to help regulate physical security in aviation?
Every step matters. So a lot of airports have been really focusing on the customer journey. Of course, they want to have great customer service. But when the customer journey is easy for the passenger and less stressful, I think that keeps everyone's minds a little bit cooler, less likely to, you know, get upset or even more stressed out. So, you know, you will see, and this may sound silly, but a lot of airports are putting in fountains or gardens or therapy rooms where it's just ways to keep them calm.
And some airports are getting pretty creative. Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport has an aviation-themed kids play area. Amsterdam Airport Schiphol has an airport library, and Singapore Changi Airport even has the world's first airport butterfly garden.
So that's like one way to help just start off the journey right. Then utilizing technology, utilizing it within security. I know a lot of the TSA got new baggage screening machines that are a lot more intensive and able to screen quicker. One of the big issues they've seen lately is a lot of firearms being taken to the airport. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that every person that's going through and caught with a firearm is a bad actor. However, it is obviously illegal and they can't be taking that on. So making sure, you know, the person might've forgotten it. They might've been hunting or something and had it in their bag. Ensuring though that that's not going through and catching those. I also have to put a plug in for the TSA Instagram page. It's won a lot of awards for humanizing the TSA. I think a lot of times people just get frustrated going through, but they are there for a reason. You know, they were set up there after 9/11. Also with what people may not realize is, you know, TSA officers are trained to keep out for suspicious situations or people not acting right. They have focused on an anti-human trafficking measure. So really they're using technology, but also the human detection behavior capabilities that I had stated earlier, as well as insider threat prevention. So, you know, TSA has a thing you might've seen at the airport. It says, see something, say something. That's really key. And encouraging passengers to do that, and not just passengers, but anyone that works in an airport, from the cleaning crew to the pilots, if they're seeing anything, really emphasizing that it's key throughout the whole aviation journey that people are keeping their eyes and ears open for things that may cause security concerns. And then one thing that I was especially involved in is intensive auditing. So you may have all these procedures and regulations in place, but are they actually taking place the way they're meant to?
Whether it's making sure baggage is loaded properly, monitoring the cargo screening process, or even making sure the flight crews are helping keep passengers safe and calm, carefully reviewing every detail is crucial to running a successful operation.
And I think in regards to the intensive auditing measures, that regulators and leaders really need to be involved in the ground steps. That's a key aspect, especially that I've learned from crisis management. If the leaders don't actually know what goes on the ground, they shouldn't be the ones making the decisions if they don't quite understand the whole situation. And I really think it's always good when you see certain airport leaders getting involved, walking around, you know, possibly spending a day, you know, with TSA to understand, or spending a day on the baggage belts, just to fully understand what all is occurring, so that they can help put procedures in place or see what may not also be working, and not be afraid to change the status quo if they see a better way to regulate physical security risks.
And then, because you brought up 2020 and 2021 being a rough time period, I am wondering about security in terms of keeping people safe from the pandemic, you know, like enforcing the masks on planes, maybe difficulties with that, or the pandemic in general.
Yeah, absolutely. So, flight attendants have a very important safety role. A lot of people don't realize that their job is primarily safety. And now that safety also includes enforcing the mask regulation. And what a lot of the unruly passengers don't realize is it's a federal mandate. It's not the airline making that mandate. It's the federal government making that mandate. So I've been flying a lot recently and really seen them using creative ways to really enforce it. But it's difficult for them to, but using a level head as well when they see a, you know, I believe in the US it's children 2 and up have to wear masks on the plane. And that's caused some issues because 2-year-olds can be toddlers, you know, wearing their masks. And that's where we've seen some of the risks or issues partake in between the flight attendants and possibly passengers. But in regards to COVID in general, airports and aircraft are actually much cleaner than ones may think. And because they are the center of where people are traveling to and from, there's so many people going all over, they have to be using technology. They were some of the first to get amazing new cleaning methods, or making it touchless within the airport so that there's less touch points and that makes it safer. Air ventilation systems are actually top notch. So that is, I feel much safer going on an aircraft than I would necessarily to the grocery store, just because of all the top rated cleaning mechanisms they have in place, procedures they have in place. And, you know, they just know that they are the ones that need to help keep, you know, numbers at bay with all the different travelers going and coming from different cities and countries even.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Was there one last thing you wanted to add to this conversation or elaborate on?
You can learn a lot from airport security. It's just a very different environment than a lot of others. And I would just encourage your listeners to, you know, read up on more airport security or see what they're doing. And they might be able to implement that then in their security practices or businesses as well. And also wanted to thank you for inviting me to be on. I was very appreciative to be able to partake in this area with women in security.
Well, thank you so much. We loved having you. And thank you, everyone, for listening to Security Podcast, Women in Security Edition. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or even listen to us directly on our site at securitymagazine.com.